out of his establishment in Philadelphia, and people were filling the room. They heard us outside. They're like, what the heck is that? Good. We're going to play a pop song now by a little-known group called Panic at the Disco. I don't know why they're panicking. I have an exclamation point here. Let's be serious. Please enjoy Victorious. Someone's got to write that for orchestra. It's really a banger, just saying. Imagine the beautiful violin melody in the Land of a Thousand Dances. Okay. A song that some of us are all too familiar with. Perhaps this is representative of your first night at the con. Perhaps it was representative of your time in high school band, because you probably played it. Another one, should be an orchestra piece. Be really fun. This one, if you know the words, I'm not going to introduce it, because I don't know what we're playing, right? That one cool? I don't want to introduce it. I want you to tell me what the title is. You're going to know when you get to a certain point, you have to say the title, not us. Got it? Okay. That's a lot of pressure. Come up here. Okay, here we go. Some of us are at Denver, and Denver uses the Denver Sheraton downtown. And here we are at the Philadelphia Sheraton downtown. But we decided to do something that might take us a little more uptown. We hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. I have to be honest, I think it's easier to march down the street in Pittsburgh and play under stage lights. They're hot. Yeah, we agree. Those of us who watched it. It's actually easier to march the parade because the lights aren't right on you. It's just sunlight. And also, if you don't move forward, you die because you get trampled.
Not if you're wearing your instrument, it's not.
That's right, drummer. All right. This next song was written and made famous by a wonderful young lady named Stephanie Germanotta.
Yep.
No?
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. Thank you. Very good. Lady Gaga actually went to NYU and studied music, professionally trained, and then dropped out because, I don't know, I guess she thought she could get famous or something. It kind of worked. So, this is kind of an anthemic song for us. This is called Born This Way. We hope you enjoy it. Come to Philadelphia and play more than like four songs. The Anthrocon Parade, it feels like it's a million miles long, but to be honest, out of all the music we have in our library, we narrow it down to about four or five songs for that parade. It goes faster than you actually think it goes. When you're marching, it feels like it takes forever, but it's great to play so much music. That was six songs so far, and we only have three left. It's very hot up here. But our next song is by Queen, maybe you're familiar, Freddie Mercury, Crazy Little Thing Called Love. I believe we have an audience participation moment in the middle in the form of clapping on beats 2 and 4. That's important, because if you clap on beats 1 and 3, every musician will find out where you live. And you may wake up dead the next morning.
It's true.
Thank you. They know. Thank you.
I love the house music interludes. So professional. I think this next song was written by every con chair. Good job, Train. Whoever invited the Fairy Marching Band anywhere. Because its title is Gonna Make You Sweat. Thanks, Drain. But you may more commonly know it as 90s pop hit Everybody Dance Now. Go. Very short performance because this is hard to do in the stage lights with a lot of us wearing fur. Normally in the parade for Anthrocon, most of us, if not all of us, would be in full fur suit. But like I said, I think it's actually easier to do it in the streets where there's a little bit of a breeze than under the stage lights. So this song goes out to Philadelphia. We hope that you leave here saying this because we always love to do it. Before we play it though, I just want to remind you, if you want to join us at any future cons, you do a Telegram group. I think it's called, it's not called Furry Marching Band, it's like Furry Band Room or something. It's like the band room. And Furry Music Program Band Room, I think band room's in there somewhere. Yeah. So if you want to find us on Telegram, come up, any one of us will have the link for you. From there, we create new threads for each con to see who's going, and then we talk about instrumentation. It helps if you play more than one instrument. Some of our people up here are playing secondary instruments so that we can kind of make sure we have all the parts covered. You'll notice a distinct, I think Vexen would be mad if I didn't say this, you'll notice a distinct lack of woodwinds. Probably because playing flute in a fursuit is very difficult. But, clarinet, saxophone, okay, see, good, good. So join us. Okay, yeah, join us. Before we do that, also, I always want to go around and introduce the band because they're working really hard. Here we go.
I'm Pythian. I don't play trumpet.
I'm Brock. I play mellow and French horn.
I'm Vexum / Whitney, and I play alto saxophone.
I'm Z-Wolf. I play alto sax.
I'm Lee. I play bass drum. Yes, I played baritone last year.
I'm Ramona. I bang anything you want.
I'm Geiger. I play the slide fiddle.
I'm Vitzel, I play this trombone and bass trombone, which is a little bit larger so than a regular trombone, so yeah.
okay, I already finished, okay.
Wait.
I'm Tommy, and I play trombone, actually, but I'm playing tuba for today.
And I'm Parker. Okay, that was number five. So, like I said, we hope you leave here saying this. This goes out to Philadelphia, and we hope to do it. This is I Want You Back by the Jackson 5. Enjoy. Stage by 5 o'clock. We've got Fursuit Dancing coming up. We hope you enjoy. Please come meet any one of us, ask questions, join the Telegram group, play with us future performances. The bigger we get, the more awesome I think we get. So, you know, join us. Thank you, Philadelphia. Good night.
I wouldn't take it.